Service.
Happy Friday. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got a special guest. JoJo is here with us.
Hi.
You know her from Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Ew.
Every time I say JoJo, I'm with my friend JoJo. They'd be like, the singer, the white one? I'll be like, no.
That's
my
friend JoJo.
She's like, no. Now, you are I wanted to ask you this because we always start with the tip of the day. Now, before we get to the tip, as a stylist, percentage-wise, how often do your clients hit on you? Because I'm sure that happens.
99% of the time.
Jesus.
Go, girl.
Yes. Like, it sucks.
Who is that? Whack 1%. No, I'm kidding.
He's gay.
Well, so the tip of the day today is, how do you turn a situation where you want somebody as a client, but they're hitting on you, into a working relationship so you can still work with them and get your money, but not make it awkward?
It's impossible. I'm not gonna lie. One time in my whole life, I dealt with one of my clients. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work out because he was actually like my number one client. And me and him ended up falling out and I could never work with him again. Sheesh. And after that day, I was like, never again.
What was that fallout because of?
You know, I seen you in the club with another girl. I went crazy. He got mad at me. You know, typical shit when you're talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. So after that, I realized I fucked up my money.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I was young. This was like my first year into styling. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I will never mix that. And I never have ever since that day.
Damn, that's hard because I'm sure, I know you work with a lot of popping people and I'm sure there's attraction sometimes.
It is. But also, see, as a stylist, you see a lot of behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So I see everybody's business. I see how all these men move and it makes me really not want to talk to them.
Right.
You know, sometimes they'll bring their wife, then they'll bring the girlfriend, then they'll bring the girl in the city. Like, I've seen so many girls with these guys that I don't even, like, it turns me off.
Right.
Do they ask you to style they side bitches?
Huh?
Do they be like, style my side bitch for me?
No, they'll be like, yo, let me get these shoes, then, you know?
Yeah.
They have separate orders. Like,
right.
Literally, like, if it's
Christmas. Can you tell though, like, oh, this is for the wife?
Yeah, of course.
Because,
you know, sometimes they'll bring in and be like, yo, my wife. And then they'll bring in and be like, yo, this is
my other wife.
Yeah.
And my other wife.
Don't say nothing. Now, okay, so I'm sure this doesn't just happen to JoJo. So ladies in the room, how do you turn a situation where a guy that you might want to work with is trying to hit on you, but you still want to work with him? How do you make it just normal? Or can you?
I like that. You know, y'all know me. I joke a lot. Like, I joke a lot. So if you say something, this shit actually just happened to me the other day and the motherfucker is probably going to be looking at this. I don't even care. Now, you know I'm talking. But he asked me about something to help him with an artist, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, shit is dope, but I don't know. I'm not in that lane of music. It wasn't hip hop, right? So, or R&B or nothing.
Was it gospel?
Like, it was like EDM kind of thing. So I'm not really into EDM. I don't know DJ Marshmello. Like, I know who they are, but no. So I'm like, well, just give me a second. Let me brainstorm. But I know I need to, like, have a good relationship with him. And he's cool, like, mm-hmm. a good relationship with him for it to work. And I was like, let me brainstorm on some ideas. Let me see who I know. And I'll hit you back and give you some ideas. He's like, how about we brainstorm together on vacation?
Wow.
Oh, he took it straight there.
But
he
my nigga, split. I didn't even...
Passport ready?
My nigga, I didn't even know,
where
like...
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, low-key, like, what...
He's like, how about you give me some brains while you brainstorm?
Nigga!
How about you give me some brains?
On vacation.
What I tell you? I was so blown up. Y'all stupid. But in that situation, I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't know him like that, so I just let it go.
Right.
But, like, my response eventually in a few days is gonna be like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Or, like, LOL. Or, like, I always gotta make it, like, a joke or something like that. But, like, some people get mad. You know what I mean?
And they won't work with you. And then why would I wanna work with you?
Yeah, why do I wanna work with you? You're not fucking me. And you're like,
this shit is whack.
But then that makes me not want to work with them. So
what about you, Gigi? You ever been in that situation?
I just feel like, you know, honesty, just keeping it 100 and just being real and as transparent as possible is the best way to deal with that type of situation. Like, if I'm trying to work with you and not trying to fuck with you, then I'm going to just let you know that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Like,
what if you like him?
I mean, I know better than to mix business with pleasure these days after some experiences that I've had in the past. So I would just have to separate that.
I feel like we've all might have tried. Well, I know I have.
I know I have too.
I'm mixing like, yeah, business course. And pleasure, and the shit always
it never works.
A shit show.
It never works.
It's like the worst fucking disaster.
It never works.
But you know what? Sometimes it is hard because we're around the people that we work with. Right. So sometimes it's
that's who you know.
Right. So yeah. You spend so much time with them that it might end up being a situation because you're like JoJo, has a guy ever said, I don't want to work with you because I was really trying to holler at you? Or maybe just kind of eased off, like was thinking about using you, but then was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's just men. You know what I'm saying? Of course, if I was fucking with you, you'd probably shop with me a lot more. Let's be real.
Right. Or they might not. Like, just because you fucking them, don't think. That means that the dude is going to be like, oh, all right, I'm fucking her now. It's me or her. Sometimes they be like, I fucked her. Well,
right.
Yeah, let me go
fuck
out my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts. That too. Like, for real. I'll fuck you. I got to pay you for it. Right. Like,
yo, for real.
Because I don't take dick as a payment. I can't deposit dick at Wells Fargo or TD or Bank of America or Citibank.
Some bitches try though. Some bitches try.
Oh, would you be mad if you were dating a guy and it was a work situation and then he still was charging you for stuff? Like,
yo,
that's like the other way around.
Look, y'all know I'm like a huge pothead, right? So that's like if I was fucking a weed guy and he's still charging me for weed. Like, no, my nigga.
So okay, so that's an interesting reversal.
I'm not fucking a weed man.
So he gotta pay you, but what if he's like, look, pussy can't be deposited at TD Bank?
Nah,
well, life is a double standard.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not fucking you for and paying you one or the other. Then I'm gonna buy my weed from somebody else. Then I'm not fucking you and giving you money. Either you will give me weed for free, or I'm gonna go get some weed from somebody else. But I'm not about to be fucking you and paying you.
Yeah, because you know why? Because you probably buy weed and then y'all smoke it together.
So now you're coming up double tripping.
You got me
getting pussy, money, and weed.
Nah, you got me all the way chopped and screwed. We ain't even doing that.
What do you think, JoJo? If you were dating a guy and
I ain't gonna lie, I would feel some type of way.
So why?
It's like if he owns a restaurant and I'm fucking you, and I come to a restaurant and you make me pay for
and
my
I gotta
food.
Pay.
Like,
okay, so let's say you're styling him and he owns a restaurant and you're going to his restaurant and you're still charging him, but you don't want him to charge you for the restaurant?
What's the relationship between me and him? If I'm just, what am
I
doing?
That's a boyfriend. She's not going to charge him. Like, you're a real man.
Listen, there's only been one person that I never charged, and it was my ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He could come in the store, take what he wanted, you know what I mean? Damn. And it would be the same.
Right.
You know, like.
You have a boyfriend now?
Hell no.
All right. It might be a good idea, guys, because you can come in the store and take anything you want.
Why is it hell no, though?
First of all, after I seen that Tyler Perry movie, Acrimony, I was like,
oh, I didn't see that shit.
Listen, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, niggas ain't shit.
You needed a movie to know that?
I mean, I knew it. And then, you know, my parents just got into a divorce.
Right.
And just seeing the way how my dad acted with my mom, I was like, honestly, like, I could not give a guy 30 years. And then the guy just gonna turn around and fuck with a younger bitch.
Right. That's horrifying. Let me ask you this. So after 30 years of marriage, right, and he's not trying to give her no money, how much do you think she deserves? Half? Or more than that?
Definitely half.
At least half.
For sure. I mean, it just depends on the relationship. But mm-hmm. my parents, they were together since they were like 18.
Oh, yeah.
When my dad was broke. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my dad had been through everything, up, down, everything. And my mom has always held him down. Mm-hmm. It just depends the type of wife that you was, you know? 3 kids, like, so it's like, why wouldn't you want to give her that?
So that's interesting because now it's changed your view on men because of your dad.
Yeah, of course. That situation, right? When kids go through a divorce, see, my mom always told me when you date a guy, you always look at their background, like how their family is, like are their families married? And I never understood that. I was like, yeah, whatever. I did it every type of guy. Mm-hmm. But now that I went through that, I realized like divorce fucks up kids.
Right.
Yeah. Especially a divorce like the one that my family was going through where they, you know, try to take us to court and all that type of stuff. Yeah, that affects a lot of stuff.
So now what's your relationship with your dad?
I mean, after he saw that last episode of Living Hip Hop, he just cut me off.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I be feeling like maybe, I don't know, things are dragged out because I know things happen with me on the show that I'm like, this ain't what it is. So I think maybe when I was looking at it, I was like, maybe this happened then, and then they probably salvaged this, and then they're good. You know what I mean? Everything is straight.
I feel like it's some fake, some stuff is fake, and some stuff is real. But for the most part, I can tell when the storyline is fake and when the storyline is real. Can you tell?
They all look a little fake to me. Not yours.
You know, I mean, what it is? I think in our head, we think everything's fake, even if it's not.
Right.
We assume like, oh, this fake. This is what the story is.
And then I'm jaded because I've been there.
A lot of people think like that, and I hate that because I'm like, damn.
Nah, a lot of my shit was fake. Like, even, I wasn't even in Winter's book at first. Like, the girl booked that. I wasn't even in the book. When I was holding the book at the video, they had a phone in it. And they was making me read an email off the phone. Yeah. I wasn't even in there. It actually got added after my homegirls ran down to her. She added that chapter in the book. And that's what happened. But what I was saying is, like, it was fake. Like, I knew that that was fake at the time.
People still think, me and L'Oreal, we did. I did.
That was fake. That,
like, so I was supposedly her manager. And then we were having, like, down. Big
you know what made it look real? Because I started crying. You was crying. But I was going through so much other shit. I hated doing like, Love and Hip Hop. I'm not going to lie. That shit gave me it.
What I was like, anxiety. I'm not going to lie. We was in there. I was like, why is she crying?
She was like, why is she crying?
I
just didn't want to do the show
She's
no
like,
more.
What's happening?
I was like, I don't want to do this show.
I was like, give this girl an Oscar. She here crying.
No, but really, I spoke to Ange before everything, and they gave me an option. They was like, you could either do this or you could either do that.
Right.
Well, they gave me three options, and she was one of them. And this my friend for real, so I called her like, I'd rather, I don't want this out there. So can we just do it? She like, yeah, like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's why I look at it like, and I'm not saying your stuff fake, that's your family, like whatever, I know you, so it's different.
Right.
But some stuff is fucking fake.
Yeah, you know what? You can tell certain things are too real. Like everything with Waka when, you know, his
that's
brother,
different.
Like
right,
obviously.
Right. His brother died. Like that's not fake.
Right.
Like,
yeah, that's definitely not fake.
Man, DC's really in jail. Like that's not fake.
Your parents real. Really went through a divorce.
Yeah, you get what I mean?
And then obviously your stuff is real, JoJo, because we can see that, you know, we can search it and see online what it really is. Because people also fake like how much money they have and how, you know, rich.
And that's one thing I hated about the show, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't like how they portrayed me.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm keeping it real because now for me, think about it. Everywhere I go, everybody's like the millionaire. Like that shit sucks. You know what I'm saying?
You did call yourself a millionaire.
I know.
You got on some nice stuff right now.
You do understand that you're a liability, and you know what I'm gonna have to go through if I put my hands on you. You know what I'm
gonna But listen,
me?
It just
a nice
took me
Balenciaga Sherwin you got on.
Gucci
she took me
fanny pack.
The fanny pack, the sneakers.
Yo,
the
but
watch.
Listen, you know what's crazy about me? Like I'm the chillest person in the world. Like you could never, like when you get to know me, I'm so humble. Like I don't even act like that. But that day, listen, that bitch took it out of me. Like, cause y'all saw 5 minutes of an argument. I was in that bitch for 3 hours arguing with this girl.
Right.
Until she just made me, she's so ignorant. She just made me spaz out and I just had to read her rights. Like, listen, bitch, this is what it is, okay?
I'm rich, bitch.
I'm a millionaire.
I don't need none of this shit. Like, I don't need to fight you right now for no rating or nothing. I don't give a fuck. So that's what it was. But I mean, I guess it was one of the highlights of the fucking season.
It
so,
was.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it was.
It became a whole brand for me. So I'm like, okay, fuck it.
Well, but you got t-shirts.
Yeah, that shit.
Better than being like, I'm a broke bitch.
Yeah. Which one you rather be?
Right.
Pick one.
Exactly. No, people like that shit. So I'm like, fuck it. Let me just.
Get some t-shirts made. I'll wear the I'm a millionaire.
And at first, I didn't even think about it. And it became like a trending topic in Twitter. People were asking for the merch. I was like, yo, even BH1 was like, where the shit at?
And you have a store, I mean.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I was like, okay. So I put
it
out.
That's right in your lane.
Crazy. It has sold more than anything in my store.
Oh, that's great.
That's amazing. Yeah. It probably don't cost as much as everything else in the store, too.
Right. Right. That's right.
I mean. All right, so let's talk about some things that have been happening in the news. Now, Safari recently, we saw that he got robbed. Turns out it was somebody that he knew that he grew up with since he was 14 years old.
Say it.
Now,
they be your own people.
Some people be so mad that like you go and tell, because he's like, look, I'm not a street dude. I'm cooperating with the police. It is what it is. I don't be trying to get into none of that, whatever, whatever. And turns out it was his friend. Now, does anybody think that's...
Well, not his friend.
First of all, it's not even about telling.
Yeah, clearly.
It's not even as much as about telling or snitching or anything like that, because they got caught. You got caught in the act. You didn't even get back over the bridge before you got caught, for one, dummy. For two,
how do you even get caught like that? Like,
because
you
they were dumb.
Yeah,
because
you went tried to drive past mad police.
If you have a friend that's if you have a friend that's well off and you have a business idea and you think your friend can invest in your business idea, why not go to your friend with that? Why not go to your friend like, look, I got this plan, you got the bread, let's do this X, Y, Z, I'll do the work, you put up the money, da 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 da, and create something.
Well, he might
why
have
try to put a gun to somebody's head and take it from them? Like, that's so whack. And I'm glad they got caught. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they got caught. Yeah. I'm glad he's cooperating.
Me too.
I'm
Me
glad
too.
He was able to cut his grass and reveal the snakes. You know, I'm not glad that he had to go through it that way, but mm-hmm. at least he didn't get harmed. At least he got most of his stuff back. And you know, and we love Safari over here.
Was
so he kind of like a friend
to
the room.
Crying when he was crying.
When he was crying.
Bad,
yes,
bad.
I like, felt so bad for him. No, that's nothing funny. And especially what he said, his uncle
got killed.
Just got killed that same way.
But
and he just went through that.
See, I don't think he wasn't crying. A lot of people are like, "Oh, he's crying about his jewelry."
No.
It's not about the jewelry.
He was crying because he had a gun to put to his head. He was crying because he was betrayed by his friends. He was crying because it brought back the memories of him just losing his uncle last year to the same thing.
Like, preach, girl. Preach.
It don't have nothing to do with that silly stuff that the people on the interwebs want to be bringing up. Like, I hate that about
the
internet.
I don't know why everybody, it's like social media did this to me. It made everybody comedians and it made everybody tough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now he's getting robbed. It's funny. And they would have did. And they would have did.
If
they would have flew in the sky and right. punched everybody in the face and knocked the gun. Like, shut the fuck up. You would have been on the ground. You would have been
crying.
The
same way he was. Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
he'd have been calling 911.
Yeah.
That's one thing I fuck with Safari about. Like, he's real.
That's true.
He ain't scared to go on an interview and cry about something. And you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of men will go on the interview and be like, yeah, I just got robbed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, they wouldn't even say it. They'd be like, I ain't get robbed.
Yeah, they would deny it. They would deny
it. Yeah, but you know, it's going to come out. So I also feel the need to get ahead of things sometimes too. Because you want to tell your story before someone else tells
it. Absolutely.
True.
And I do feel, what?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing, L'Oreal? I'm not. It's because I'm not laughing. But like, just like, it's crazy because people will really lie about getting robbed. Right. Like, I'm not saying that that's something you run around telling everybody mm-hmm. either. Like, I don't think that is something that you should run around saying. But if people know and you get asked, I don't feel like you should lie about
so
it either.
So if you was in his situation, would you have said that in the interview?
I mean, if she asked me, I would have been like,
but
yeah.
But she didn't, though.
She didn't.
Just so said
but,
it.
But it had
well,
just
see,
happened.
It was on his face, and it was, just happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It had just happened, and he came straight there.
I'm
and
not
was
going
written
to
all
interview.
Over
I'm
his
sorry.
Face
I love
that
ENG.
Something was going on, and she said it. Like, wait, what's going
now,
on?
Now, see, I don't believe you, because if we had lip service that day, and you got robbed in the morning, you would be right here. Listen, my uncle passed away. That was like my dad.
And you came right here.
I was here at lip service, and I made it.
That's what I'm saying. So you would.
I was as professional.
So I understand that, because he was being professional. He had something booked.
Nah, okay, you're right.
Yeah,
okay,
so
no, you're right.
Even with that. Now, have you ever been betrayed by a friend, like somebody that was formerly a friend that tried to do something crazy to you?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like set you up in some type of
yeah,
way?
Yeah, that's why I don't have, like, if you know me, I'm a loner. Like, I'll probably have my best friend, she's like 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 26. So I don't really, I'm not mixy. I know a lot of people, but I don't fuck with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody knows where I live because I've been set up before.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Like set up like they stole shit from you for real? Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Out of my house.
Out of your house?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, listen, girl. I've had a bunch of shit happen to me. That's why I move the way I move now.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sucks because, you know, when you lit and you have all this shit going on, you would think that you'd be out, you right. know, fucking with everybody. No.
So wait, what was it?
I got a lot
was
of shit
it like,
to lose.
Did you have a bunch of people over or was it just somebody you thought you was really good friends with? Like,
well, see, before when I was younger, you know, I had this huge mansion and I would have everybody over and I would have a lot of shit, like shoes, bags, all that shit costs a lot of jewelry.
Right.
One day I woke up, all my shit was gone.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know, and you knew who did it, or you, or could it
no,
be?
No, yeah, I knew okay. who did it.
Mm.
And they gave the stuff back, but it ain't about the stuff.
See, I wouldn't, yeah.
Because they don't,
that's a violation.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Mexican, girl. We don't play these fucking games.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have really got her hurt. And it don't even matter. I just wanted her to apologize, get back my shit, and let it go.
So, tell me how this happened, because this is crazy. So, you knew it was her. You called her and she, like, how did this happen? How did you?
No, I didn't. At first, I didn't know it was her.
Mm-hmm.
People started talking because shit started getting
ass.
Real.
She probably
yeah.
was wearing the shit.
I know. She came to drop off your shit with your shit on.
And you want to know? I'm not even going
to
say.
She's trying to squeeze her feet into your shoes.
I'm not even going to say no names, mm-hmm. but she's a celebrity's girlfriend right now.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, you know how I found out it was her? Like, a lot of people were telling me, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, nah. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. It's hard to believe sometimes. Even though when you have signs, I'm like, nah, she couldn't have done that. I used to style her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And when I went into his condo, one of my purses was in there.
No.
So I walk in there and I said, at first I'm like, when the fuck, I haven't been here.
Oh,
I'm
like, so he didn't even know.
No, he thought it was her bag. That's when I hooked them up.
Oh. Damn.
So that's when they first seen each other. So I get in his apartment and I'm like, hold on.
This is crazy.
I was like, how the fuck did my bag make it over here? And I was like, wait, I asked him, I was like, whose bag is this? And he's like, that girl you hooked me up with.
Damn.
I said, oh, listen. I was like, oh, yeah.
It's actually my bag.
What if he would have said it's yours? She stole it.
No, then I was like, yo, you know that's my fucking bag.
And what'd he say?
He was like, what? So that's when I got to the bottom of it or whatever. She gave me back everything. They're together now.
They're still together? That's a red flag, guys.
He's so stupid.
So he didn't give a fuck.
That is so crazy.
That's like on Power when this girl stole the earring.
Yes.
And he was still with her.
You see what happened to her, right?
That
bitch is dead. Bye, Holly.
So what happened? So he told her, or like how did she end up giving the stuff back?
Oh, no. He made her give me my shit back.
Like, where was she?
But my thing is, like, after you gave me my shit, why are you so fucking with her? That means if she did it to me, she's gonna do it to you. And still till today, every time I see them on social media, I'm like, you dumb ass. Because he put her on.
That's crazy, because I know what you're talking about.
Girl, I can't wait. I can't wait till the camera stops rolling.
So when a lot of people are like, why did you stop working with him?
I know another girl that got a problem with her. That's why I really know.
I think I know.
Yeah, but it wasn't. She did some funny shit to her, too. I don't know this girl, but I keep hearing stories about her, and that's crazy.
And that's why, you know, that was my number one. That's why I'm known to be the stylist that I am. You feel me? Because I put.
I'm trying to put it together. That was your number one client, you have to say?
Yeah. But it came to a point where
who was wearing the purse?
The fuck?
Oh, shit.
Say no more.
Right.
Yeah, like, huh?
Which person had the purse on?
Yeah.
So, did they recently break up and get back together?
Yeah, they're always on and off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we know.
Makes me sad.
Right.
You honestly.
Me and him have the same purse.
Okay. Nah, that's fucking.
It makes me really sad because she's not there for the right reasons.
Right.
You know, he's known her. They grew up together. She never even looked his way. Even when he was first coming up, I was working with him when he was first coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, he would beg me. He'd be like, yo, please hook me up with her. Like, I've been in love with her since I was 10 years old. And I would tell her, and she'd be like, ew, I would never. Soon as
he got put
blew
on.
Up. Look at her.
That's like
goals.
The five.
I love you, bitch. Bro.
Oh yeah, the bitch I was fucking with, Duck and his brother, right?
And the five heartbeat, you lit for that.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right.
Well, right. Now that was some
moving right along.
Right. Earlier, I would have asked you about this because earlier Gigi was telling us a story about somebody's baby mom calling her. And I know we've all had situations when a woman calls us. So let's hear your story, because I cut her off. I was like, let's wait till lip service starts. I want to hear this fresh.
Right. So basically, you know, I've been talking to this guy and we were on FaceTime having a conversation one day. It was a couple weeks ago. And I get this random phone call and it's from a familiar area code. And I'm like, I don't know this number. I did it the call. So then they call right back. So I'm thinking like, well, maybe it's somebody I know. So maybe somebody got a new number. Let me answer it. So I answer and she's like, hello, did someone just call a cell phone from this number? First of all, who says that? Did someone just call a cell phone? You gonna say, who is this? Did you just call me? Right. Like, I'm returning a missed call, you know? And if you call in like your nigga or your baby daddy or your husband's some bitch you think that he fucking with, you're not gonna say, did somebody just call me? You're gonna be like, oh, can I speak to Donna? Like, you're gonna ask for a wrong name on purpose just to hear the other voice on the other line, right?
Like, you gotta figure out the voice.
Exactly. So I'm like, nah, you just called me. So she's like, I had a missed call from this number. And I was like, no, you didn't. And I hung up. So then I had to figure it was either his baby mama or this other nigga's wife, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm
wait,
like,
wait.
Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
Gigi
you're crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
She's like, well,
I would have never thought that. I would have been like, who the fuck is this crazy person?
No, I knew it. Like, I knew because yeah. I don't. My phone don't ring like that. I don't. I talk to 5-10 people, and you know, most of my family members are y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have random people calling me from these type area codes from that city. You know, I'm
happy to be one of 10.
Yeah. So I'm like, so I said that I called him back, and I'm like, I don't know who that was. Somebody that was a weird ass phone call, right? So then like 2 days later, he texts me like, I just found out that phone call you got the other day was from my baby mom.
Sheesh.
And I'm like, what?
First of all, she called you and didn't say shit?
Exactly. But this is the part I left out. When I hung up, I immediately blocked the number because I figured it either had to be her or this other.
So she probably went in on you on a text message.
So, nah, I don't know, but still, I blocked the number.
If I did that, I would call from another number. Like, listen, bitch.
I blocked the number.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You just blocked me.
You don't just give up like that.
But what if she started asking you mad questions? Would you have answered them?
I would have hurt her motherfucking feelings.
Oh.
Bitch, you come knocking, you going to get what the fuck you asked for. Straight like that. And it's straight like that in my Wallow 267 voice. So, anyway, so
I feel like she just wanted to know if it was a female.
A female, right.
He probably had you under his name as like Robert.
No,
his
no, that's not the case. Listen, that's not the case because they don't deal with each other. He just left her. He moved out of the house that they were living in together and moved into a whole new house. And I helped him move into. I unpacked all his stuff.
You think he still fuck her though?
I don't think so.
How'd she get your number?
They on the same phone plan. She went into the app. Like me and my daughter was on the same phone plan. I can go into the app right now and look up her whole phone bill. So
she calls every number she didn't.
Well,
recognize?
I mean, we talk that so much.
Right.
She keeps saying this 917 917 917. Like this,
you try to
yeah, it's text messages, phone calls. They on the phone for 2 hours.
First
like,
of all, though, yeah. You doing all that, sis? You might.
So
be
she said. So listen. So he says to me, he's like, I want to apologize. I just found out that was my baby mom that called you the other day. Da da da. Da. So I'm like, why she called me? And he's like, I don't know. She dumb, and you know. And dumb. I'm like. And then he's like, I was like, well, how do you know that she called me? And he was like, she told me like, oh yeah, I called your Bronx bitch. First of all, I'm not from the Bronx. I got a 917 area
the
code.
The Bronx?
I got a 917 area
oh,
code.
Oh, yeah, maybe your number pop up Bronx.
It may be,
yeah.
But.
How dare they disrespect you? No, I'm joking.
I was like,
shout out to the Bronx.
And she said to him like, oh, I called your Bronx bitch
really, I'm
or
joking.
Whatever. And then the reason why I know that he's not having sex with her no more, besides the fact that, you know, we spend a lot of time with each other and all of that.
Yeah, that means nothing.
And also true, and also that that I helped him move and everything is he sent me a screenshot of a conversation that they had, and she basically was saying to him like, I'm not bitter or mad that you left me. It's the way you did it in XYZZZ. So basically that was letting me know like he stopped fucking with her the same way he told me that he did. Like it just confirmed.
I just hope he ain't texting himself because my ex used to use that trick too.
Oh my God.
My nigga.
So put this on the game.
This is how we think. My ex used to do shit like that to me. Like, and
in my Eddie Murphy voice?
Yeah. He had a text message. He just
from
texted himself.
And he said, I mean, I hope he ain't going through those lengths.
How did you find out?
But why would he even tell me that?
Because it was too many screenshots after a while. I'm like, all right,
everything
my nigga. So I act like I knew. I was like, I see what you did. You by mistake, I could see the thing. Like, I made up some fucking lie. And he was like, no, but see, it really happened. But the message deleted. So I just did one again so you could see.
Oh, my God. How did he fall for that trickery?
I don't know.
He's not the smartest.
But anyway.
And then he had did it to somebody else. It wasn't, it was like.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, I've done that before.
Yes,
what?
Yes,
I never have even got it.
Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all what I told him.
DMs,
at the end of the day, she would have got her feelings hurt had she came at me on some sideways shit, because what I don't do is I don't come in between relationship with parents. I'm not his girlfriend. We are not engaged. I'm not his wife. And even if I did become that one day, I know my role as far as it comes with his family and with me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I would never try to come in between what you and your family unit has or don't have, for that matter.
But do you meet his daughter? Have you met his daughter yet?
His son. Yes, I have.
His son. Yes. You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's only one kid?
One kid. He'll be 3 in a couple weeks.
Oh, my God. I hate...
Damn,
baby.
Yeah. Did she know that?
Did she know that we met?
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know.
She probably don't, because she probably go crazy.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
It's just crazy.
If you're going through this great extent to go through phone records and all that,
something's still going on. You can't tell
you
me
get
nothing.
What I'm saying?
I don't know, but he might. I never thought about that, but he might have sent those messages to himself. What if the messages were like, listen, I'm with somebody else now. Her name is Gigi. She's an incredible girl.
Niggas ain't shit, yo. They come up with the craziest shit.
Like, I know if I've done it, a nigga has done it. Let's be real.
JoJo ain't
at
shit.
At the end of the day, y'all know I ain't shit either.
Now, JoJo, what made you do this?
No,
she ain't shit.
I lied to my ex one day, and he was like, he didn't believe me. So I was like, man, I'll show you, bro.
Screenshot.
And I screenshot and I sent it to him and it solved the problem. He's like, oh, okay, my bad.
Okay, well, thank God that's your ex.
See?
Yeah.
With your lying ass.
Thank God that's my ex.
About to try this now.
Right, we gonna put everybody on.
Listen,
text yourself.
Do you know how many people not gonna believe that shit now?
Listen, do not believe a fucking screenshot. No, not no text shit. But they got the nope, because you can't.
I need to see the number. See the number?
Yeah, the actual number.
Send me the number.
Yeah, unsave it and send me the number. Right.
But see, I'm crazy.
But you done copied and pasted numbers. I didn't question it. And at the end of the day, me and him aren't. It's the beginning still. You know, it's not really. We not to the point where.
All right. In the beginning of your relationship, how often would you say, percentage wise, that you suck his dick but don't have sex with him, and just be like, "Here, baby."
Well, so far with me and him, we've had sex every time his dick was in my mouth. So
okay.
Those odds are pretty fair.
So yeah, those odds are pretty fair. But y'all know I like sucking dick. I suck dick for sport. So
it's a competition. It's a marathon.
So I would just suck his dick just because I feel like it and not want to have sex, you know, especially if I'm on my period or something. But
that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about you, Lola?
When one roadway is closed, you gotta take the other.
You got a detour. Take the
detour. So if it's my nigga, like if it's, oh, I forgot. We supposed to be not saying nigga that much. Oh, man.
Well, you just said it three times.
Yeah, it's like nigga. Trinidad James, I had to get it
hey.
Out.
Hey. Go along with my chain.
Nah, but like if it's my man, like when I was in a long-term relationship, like I would want to do stuff like that for him. Right. Like, and for myself, because I like doing it, you know what I mean? But now that I'm kind of like single and like dating and stuff like that, nah, ain't none of that. Like, if we're doing something, we're doing something. I'm not just giving you head and then what? No, what the fuck is that? That would make me really feel like a prostitute or something.
Why?
Like, I don't know, because I just feel like, why? What am I here to give you head and then leave? Like,
it's like a gift. I know you let guys eat your pussy and don't have sex.
That's different.
So he's a prostitute.
Nah.
Well, y'all got a lot of double
pussy, I need the dick
room.
After that.
This is the double standard episode. JoJo, Lolo, and Gigi.
I like that.
Hey.
JoJo, Lolo, Gigi.
Yee Yee.
And Yee Yee.
You guys could be a group like Jodeci. Let's see. Jolo G.
Y'all, please stop.
Jolo G.
She actually came up with that real quick and it was good.
Thank you.
That was real good.
What about you, JoJo?
I'm funny when it comes to fucking with somebody. I don't know.
As far as just sucking dick.
Yeah. I like to be in relationships. See, I'm the type of girl, if you're not my boyfriend, I don't like to suck your dick. I don't even kiss me in the mouth.
Damn.
Like, I'm not affectionate like that. Huh?
So affectionate.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
But see, you have to be my man for me. I'm not comfortable around people. That's my problem.
Certain people.
And it's bad. Yeah. I'm not comfortable.
How long does it take till you let a guy that you're seeing come to your house since you don't really let people come over like that?
We're going to his house.
Yeah, he don't got a house.
Why you gotta come to? Why you gotta come to?
Where he live? He's in the trap, nigga. You better find
his
mattress.
What if he's like, well, when I get to come to your place, you come to my house all the time.
When we get more serious and when I know that I want to fuck with you like that. I'm a little like old school. Like, yeah, I'm just uncomfortable around people.
Can he like pick you up or anything from your house or just not even know where you live?
I don't like people knowing where I live. I don't. Because listen, me and him fall out one day. Like, you know, I've had it to where my ex is pulling up in my house, like, trying to shoot whoever's in there. Like, all that stuff.
Oh, my
like,
God. Trying to shoot people?
Yeah. You need to reevaluate the people that's coming around.
That's what she's doing.
I am.
No, for stay real.
Away from these,
this
stay away from these thugs and gangbangers.
That's my problem. I love thugs.
We need a screening before you talk to Gigi.
That's why she's still young.
Come here, Gigi. JoJo. Look, I'm
and I knew it. That's why.
You'll grow out of it.
Yeah, like, now I'm trying to grow out of it. I'm like, okay, it's time to grow up now.
Right.
Let's leave that behind.
It's exciting until...
Yeah.
Everybody gets shot.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Oh, that was a good. No. Yeah, I'm leaving that behind me.
Listen, shoot up the club. Don't shoot up the house. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah,
right.
But when you say you like thugs, like that, like serious for real, something might go down.
See, I like crazy guys, but I feel like, you know, I want to feel safe. I don't
crazy
like a
guys
corny
like
guy.
Crazy guys. Yeah, but like listen, crazy. The thing about crazy guys is they get crazy for you, but they get crazy on you too.
That's what happened. Listen, that's what happened with my ex. That's why I had to leave him because he was so crazy for me that he was crazy like at me too. You know what I mean? And that became an issue because I'm like, all right, well, calm down when you talk to me. Like, all that crazy shit is cool when it's directed to somebody else, but towards me,
you're like, go, yeah. go. Then you're like, bitch, you too.
But it became bad because, you know, ever since the show aired, he couldn't deal with it.
Right.
You know, he was so crazy at first, it was cool. But then when the show aired, it would be like if a guy tried, you know, we're in the mall and a guy wants a picture and he like puts his arm around me for the picture, it would break up a fight. Like, it would be a whole fight in the mall. I'd be like, yo.
Like, this is not good for my PR.
Right. Yeah.
So did the show break like y'all up?
Yeah. Oh, so the show did break y'all up.
Yeah. At first, I was like, you know, they wanted me
it's
to
probably
bring...
a good thing, though.
I mean, if he's crazy, yes. Yeah. But if it was like, he only got crazy after the show because he felt like people was playing
he was
you
always
close.
Crazy, but it never really affected what I had going on. I was always able to deal with it. After the show came on, it made him crazier. Because it's like, I started getting a lot more attention on social media. Everywhere we went, it was attention. And he's so freaking crazy. They were trying to fight everybody.
Mm-hmm. So that's how guys are, though. They act like they want you to be, like, you know, successful and do whatever. But then once it happens,
they like the idea of a successful woman. Mm-hmm. But they don't like the reality of it.
Yeah, because then you're too busy for them. Everybody wants you.
And they're insecure.
Yeah, that's
so insecure.
Are you talking about my ex? Oh. I think we're talking about everybody's ex on here, because mine too.
But then it's hard. Now I'm trying to move on, and I'm like, okay, let me go for, you know, somebody classier that has another mentality and stuff.
You need somebody that used to be a thug, but now they classier.
Yeah, you need a reformed thug.
I think that's always the best. So that they still have it in them at the right time.
You know what? You know, like C Murda. You should write him in jail.
What?
C Murda, he used to be crazy. Now he should be reformed. He's been in jail for like 45 years.
But is he getting out soon? Because I don't know.
Maybe.
Doesn't he got?
He got to be getting out soon. Big Meech. You need somebody like that. You
Big
like
Meech been in jail for like 13
she,
years.
Yeah, but you need that jail, jail bae. It don't have to be like
no, a jail bae.
In jail right now.
Right, I'm like,
she need her jail bae.
I don't
she
like
busy
jail
right
I'm
now.
I'm going to tell you why.
You she, trying to turn her
because a couple of my, you know, my old boo things have been locked up.
See?
And all that.
I know what she likes.
But what I'm saying is, with a guy in jail, you never know what you're going to get when they come out.
Right.
I hate that.
You never know how large that booty hole going to be either.
Oh, my God, no.
I didn't say that. Gigi. can't you do butt kegels?
Butt kegels?
Yeah.
That's holding in a fart.
But okay, that doesn't happen to everyone, Gigi. Not everybody meets Fleece Johnson.
I don't think everybody goes gay that goes to jail.
No, it's
It also depends for how long you're in jail.
Gay, gay for stay.
Yeah.
Stay. And then they say it don't count because they was in jail.
Well, you'll never know. So that's the great thing, right?
But yeah, you need somebody that's out, you know, now doing things. And maybe before they used to be living that fast life and thuggish, but they've grown up.
But they can't even come to her house.
Okay, like name the type of guy that you see me dating.
Okay, let me think about this.
A basketball player.
Somebody who's like Nas, who was, you know, doing his thing, but now he's in the tech world. He's opening restaurants. But
not,
I'm not saying him
no,
in particular.
Not him, but somehow a type.
But now, he's like, okay, I've invested in tech. I'm investing in producing, and I'm also opening restaurants, sweet chicks everywhere. Yeah, that's somebody
that's
good.
That's
you know?
True. I mean, shit, that's somebody I want to date, and you. No, without you.
Like, nah,
that's
like, okay.
A great. Yeah, that sounds like a great person to
think. Yeah, maybe somebody that, you know, made their money however they made it, but now they've invested into real estate and they own properties.
There you go.
There's a lot of guys like that, you know. Sure. But you gotta at some point let them come over. Can you cook?
She says she'll let them when she knows that she really
wanna
deal with them.
You know, I feel like when you meet a guy, like, it's a lot, especially I wanna know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Baby mamas, kids, like, I'm up in your business.
Do you do like those search online for stuff and like,
listen, my best friend, she owns a collections office. I'm doing background checks.
Does he owe money?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. We go ahead there.
What if he has bad credit?
Because I don't wanna like somebody and then 6 months later, you find out all this other shit, and I'm like, damn, now I like you.
What
now
if he has bad credit?
Oh, I got bad credit too, it's all good.
Okay.
You're not too much money to got bad credit.
I know. That's how it be. I'm unorganized.
That's why you like hoodies.
Yeah, look at Donald Trump. He got bad credit too. Then he go bankrupt like 100
times. Those are his companies, though, that I think file for
bankruptcy.
I'm
pretty sure that nigga ain't doing too well on himself either.
I mean, listen, bad credit could be for you could have filed for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. You could have tried to start a business. It didn't work out.
That's true.
You could have
now, you know what it was
something.
When I was young in college,
credit cards.
I was opening a credit card everywhere. Yep, like when they offered you, like you're at Walmart and they're like, you want to open a credit card? I'd be like, yes,
sure. So I always say no. Jeez.
But I used to be young and dumb and I said yes to everything. So I had about 100 credit cards and never paid for shit. Mm-hmm. You know, so now I have to fix it. I just haven't gone around it, but I'm going to fix it.
Now, are you aggressive when you date a guy, like in the bedroom? Will you initiate sex? Will you jump on him? Or are you more like, he's got to make the first move?
I'm shy. If I like you, I'm shy. Yeah, I need an aggressive guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I need somebody that's going to be like, bitch, come on.
Damn.
Let's go.
Yeah, pretty much. And they can say, bitch.
Yeah.
See, we talked about this a couple times.
I know. I don't let my boyfriend call me bitch.
Bitch is not one of the words.
Bitch is not one of the
like
words.
Like my dirty little whore.
Okay, but if it's your boyfriend.
Little bitch, but not bitch.
Okay.
What about if he's like, be a prostitute and suck my dick and that's it?
No. Suck my dick with a condom on.
Magnum breath.
What if he's like, I want you to suck my dick from the back?
I've done that before.
Ooh,
you ain't never sucked somebody's dick from the back?
No.
You ain't never lived then, bitch.
So, is he like on all fours or is he on his stomach?
So like, you could do it on the stomach shit is crazy. You never did that shit before, I feel like.
Y'all,
she's like, no.
Y'all, no, and I done had my tongue in between some cheeks a couple times.
He got to have a big dick, though. You never did that from the back, so you always, yeah.
Oh, I'm about to put y'all on. Y'all got me fucked up.
Right.
I'm trying to picture a guy laying on his stomach.
He can be laying. He got to have a big dick, though. And it's a little difficult.
It got to be able to fit.
Yeah. It got to fit back under.
Isn't that a weird angle for his dick to
feel good? Because it's different. It's hard, though. I'm not going to let some work. It's some work.
What in the tuck?
It gotta go down. No, he's laying down, so it's like going down. Like
it's going down.
It's going down basement. Nah, but it's crazy. Yeah, my nigga. But he gotta have a big.
That's
dick.
A vulnerable position for
him. He gotta have a big. He gotta have a big dick.
Did you put your finger in his butt while you sucked it from the back? Keep it real.
I mean, have I before? I might have. I'm just asking.
Did you?
No, I might have.
Did
really
you lick his asshole too?
No, hold on.
Ooh, what if you sucked his dick and licked his asshole at the same time?
Suck his dick on the back.
I'm gonna try. She said, "Ooh, like no, it was fun for her."
Mental note.
I'm telling you, tell, y'all making me feel because Gigi usually be like, "Yeah, I did that before," so now I feel special today.
It just felt like his dick would be all bent.
Bitch, I deserve a gold star for
gold
this,
this shit.
Thank you. Nah, his dick ain't bent.
Here,
it's
I
hard,
got some gold
so.
Blocks on my foot.
Well, there's something new. JoJo, is this something you do? Like,
I've never tried that. I ain't even gonna lie to nobody.
Well, big give dick. Us one of your little secret tips that's not like a usual.
Okay, I have a question. So when a guy asks you to play with his ass.
They don't ask.
No!
If he's like, letting you know, the bridge. Does that make you feel look at him different?
Crabble. No.
It doesn't? Does that make you look at him different?
Definitely not, Laura. Yeah, she's sucking dicks in the back.
It makes me actually, because I have this theory.
That, what's the theory?
All men like that shit, whether they want to admit it.
They
or
do
not.
Like it.
That's what it is.
They got a
so
G-spot there.
It just, exactly. So when guys say, oh, no, I ain't letting nobody touch my asshole.
He only right? let like four people do it, if he
so,
said that.
Guys that are with it, with the shits, as I like to say.
Literally.
Guys that are with
died. I came back to life.
You know,
died.
Guys that are with it, I look at them like, you a real nigga for admitting that you like that shit. Cause stop fraudin' and acting like you don't like it.
Thank
you. Like it.
The wackest shit is when they be slut shaming other niggas. Cause that's right. The only way I'm gonna be able to say it.
But slut shaming.
They be the ones.
You're
the ones asking me the most questions, like throughout my life. That I be the ones I ended up right up their asshole. And they the ones that be like, I would never do that. But how could you do that to somebody?
Like this.
You like, you really interested, Phil.
Like,
well,
like this. Does it really feel good? Let me see.
Yeah. But the first person I did mess with did encourage me.
Right, encouraged it.
Oh, he encouraged it.
He was like, live a little.
This is the crazy thing. I had a crush on this guy for years and years. Mm-hmm. And then I started dating him. And we started having sex. And that came up. And if you really, really like somebody, you don't give a fuck. That nigga could be like, on a handstand, fly to the moon, hey, with a pussy what? In your other hand. Like, you would be like,
okay, try to figure it out.
Whatever, you give it a sense. So, don't get me wrong, when he said it, I was like, I was a little thrown off because I had never did nothing like that before. Mm-hmm. But I liked him.
Now she so can't stop.
I was like, maybe, shut up. I was like, maybe. I'm like, if this is what he liked, then fuck it. This is right. I want this nigga to, if this is what he liked, this is what I'm going to do. You know, so afterwards, I said something to one of my friends and I was like, you know, it was a little weird. He asked me to fuck with his ass like a little bit. And she was like, what? That's not normal.
Da-da-da. It's not normal. I've dealt with somebody that liked it and would ask for it without asking for it.
How do you do that?
How would he wouldn't send
because
you
I would be sucking his dick with the tongue.
Okay, see the tongue, that's what
so
he
So I would be sucking his dick and he'll be like, lick keep my going. Balls. And then but that's like, not what he meant.
Keep going.
He really meant lick my down. Ass.
How do you know he ain't mean the balls? Because they like the balls.
No.
He how did you know?
You don't never tell me to lick your balls, nigga.
But then when you kept going, he didn't stop you.
No, he helped.
Was his ass?
He helped.
So what about if his ass is hairy? Does that matter?
Their ass is going to be hairy.
Ass is going to be hairy.
Because women are the only ones that shave their ass.
Men don't shave their ass.
Hold on. If your dude ass ain't got no hair on it.
What?
That's, I'm sorry, he's
what if
gay.
He's not a hairy person?
Nah, that's
no,
different.
No, he could not be a hairy person.
He could, but if he's shaving
be a little
his asshole,
peach fuzz or something.
They really getting it in the ass, bro.
If he's shaving his yeah. asshole.
Ooh, what if he has like a hair bump, but you're not sure if that's what it is?
See, no, we got to say
no
bump.
No, you don't
I'm
going to
be
bump.
Like this.
You got to take a picture and shit with the light.
what's that?
For real. All right, so JoJo, so I'm assuming somebody asked you this.
Yeah, and at first I was like, because I had a crush on him too, bitch. When you were saying that, I was like, mm-hmm. it's the same person. Story. Mm-hmm.
Same person.
Guy. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Same guy.
No, I'm joking.
Yo, and at first I was like afterwards, I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, does that mean he's gay?
But did you do it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Does that mean I'm with a gay man?
No, but I thought about it. I was like, yo, what does that mean? I was really, I was like, does that mean that he's gay?
Right.
Or
was it like super like easy and loose or was it?
No, it was the tongue or the finger?
The tongue.
Okay, yeah, no.
What does that mean?
You can't tell if it's loose.
It doesn't
can't
mean tell. Any. I mean, listen, I think that anything anybody wants to do in the bedroom should be... whatever, like
not
have,
anything.
There's all kinds of things that
anything.
People like. If you win it,
she said anything.
If you win it, you win it. Like people like crazy things.
Yeah,
I watch. What was that show that was on? I think it was on Showtime, the Gigolo show.
Oh yeah.
And the stuff that people go and ask for, or even like when you see the menu for the Bunny Ranch, and the stuff that so there's a lot of things like people like. Doing foot worship and stuff.
Yeah,
like, there's all
busting.
Kinds of weird yeah. fetishes yep. and things that I'm like, that's weird.
I posted this picture on Instagram with my tall stripper boots on, and this guy was like,
step on my balls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In my comments.
I get that all the
time. He was like, stomp on my balls
in
those boots.
It's probably the same guy. I'm not going to lie. Ever since I started doing lip service, this motherfucker won't leave me alone. He creates profiles on every platform, and I'll block him, and he makes another one. And I know it's him because he keeps on saying the same thing. Right. With your right. stupid
but
ass.
There's a right. lot of people who like that because there's a whole like dominatrix world
like,
out
fuck,
there.
She blocked me.
Yeah, and let me yeah, Ballbuster 3, like 5, 35, 23. I'm like, this nigga again?
Are there other weird things that you're like, that people have asked for?
No, you know what was weird? So it was actually an NBA player. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. one of my friends hooked me up. They were like, y'all good for each other. JoJo, try something new. I'm like, cool. So we start hanging out.
Right.
The first day I stay over his place, of course. I was like, yo, I'm not doing nothing. I was thinking that in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this nigga better not try me.
You're right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. So I lay in bed and instead of him trying to do something, he was like, yo, listen, I'm not going to try you nothing. I just want to touch your feet. I can touch your feet and just go to sleep.
Okay.
I'm like,
you sure he was a ball player? Was
yes.
he a basketball or was he a football player?
Basketball.
That sounds familiar.
I was like, I have never experienced nothing like
so
that.
So you
before.
Did it? You let him touch your feet?
Yeah. Well, am I going to say no? I was like,
so all he did was touch him. Did he massage him? Did he?
Yeah, he was like massaging my feet, like, and then just like went to sleep massaging my feet.
See, he could have played that off, like, oh, let me give you a foot massage
at least.
When you like, let me just touch your feet. You sound like a weirdo.
I was like, okay. If he was like, yo, let me give you a massage, I used to have my legs and go to my fucking.
Did you date him after that?
Like, no.
Really? So that turned you off?
He didn't want to date her. He wanted to date her toes.
Right.
What if he would be like, let me put my dick in between the big one and the little one?
It just didn't work out.
Right. Okay. It wasn't because of that.
It wasn't because of that. But I was like, whoa, he's kind of weird. You don't think that's weird?
Yeah, I do. But I mean, people, I don't think it's like a... I don't know if it's a deal breaker weird. It's just a little like,
and yeah, it wasn't a deal breaker. What you laughing at?
She got so
What happened?
Me?
Yeah, it just reminded me.
Oh, I'm like,
tell us, Gigi.
I'm like, just tell us.
I had this foot guy before.
This foot guy.
And y'all know I have like really high arches. Mm-hmm. So he used to want me to like hand job him with my feet.
Oh, okay. So you give a foot. It's called a foot job.
Oh, okay.
She said hand job him with my feet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh shit. Okay.
I forgot all about that until just now.
Did you put lotion on your feet first?
Mm-hmm. Oil.
He probably likes that.
Yeah.
He probably likes that.
And he would ask me a specific color to get my pedicure.
What color was it?
White.
He's very specific in his needs and desires.
Interesting.
All right. What about some weird things you like?
Money.
Ain't shit weird about that, bitch. See, pretty normal to me.
But like, are there things that you like in the bedroom that we might be like, okay, that's different, off the beaten track, so to speak?
Pussy?
Oh.
Okay, well, you like pussy.
Okay, yeah,
you
know that's different.
Okay.
I'm trying to think off top of the head.
Something out there? Mm-hmm. No.
That's a little like off the norm. You scared to tell us?
I like when my guy wants to come on my face. Just don't get it in my lashes.
Yeah, he's got to have great aim.
I don't want pink eye.
I don't like all that extra
pink eye.
Crazy shit. Like, I'm not into that.
What about coming on your face?
Oh, no, that's fine. That's regular.
Okay,
yeah.
That's some regular shit.
We talking but about, really like out of the though. Ordinary?
She's like, I love it, though.
Yeah, like, I'll ask for it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'll be like, I want that come on my face. Please, can you come on this pretty ass face?
Why do you for like real? It so much?
Yeah. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
Because it's disgusting.
You don't think it's nastier to swallow it? That's disgusting. Do you know what that shit is?
You know why I don't want to swallow it? Because I don't want to be coughing that shit up for the next 48 hours.
Damn. I do that when it gets I'm drinking stuck in your Simply Lemonade.
It gets stuck in your throat like mucus, like the Mucinex man having a party down there. I don't want that.
Have it in the face. I heard it's good for your skin.
I wanted to drip down.
Yeah, a man probably started that rumor.
And then I want to wipe it off.
No, they say
it is good. They say that you got to let it dry, though.
You got to let it dry.
I know y'all don't believe that.
And it
bullshit.
Fights against wrinkles.
Come on now, y'all, stop.
So there's Neutrogena, no. Bitch.
It's like really high in like protein or some shit.
Believe that if you want.
Just think
facials,
about it.
Facials.
You remember that rumor they put out?
This
saves little Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Remember when they said they had to pump her stomach and it was like 20 pounds? So it was like back in the day. I was a kid and I believed it. I was like, they really pumped 20 pounds of cum from someone's stomach? Like,
no,
I thought that it was possible. Because I was a kid.
Right.
So.
That's a lot of cum.
That 20 is a lot pounds? Of cum. It was something crazy that
it was.
They
I remember that. I remember that rumor.
Pounds.
This was like pre-internet days.
Yeah, it was like a big rumor though.
Now, what about bringing a guy you're dating around a friend? Like, you know, maybe somebody that you're brand new talking to and now you want to bring them around your girls. Is that a no-no too early in the relationship?
No, I'm down with that. I normally always do that.
Yeah, because it's good to let your friends fill them out too. Like, what y'all think about him?
Because sometimes I don't see everything. They see it. They'll be like, girl, you know.
But how do you differentiate between them just kind of like maybe throwing some hate?
Right.
Because sometimes your friends be over.
I don't have those type of friends around me.
Okay. Because sometimes people overanalyze things.
You think so?
Yeah. I got a few Aquarius friends that like to overanalyze things.
Mm-hmm. They'd be like, girl, he made
and they're,
you.
And they're the type of person that says, like, I would such and such and such.
See,
such,
I feel
and
like
I would,
that when I'm in a
you,
relationship.
I would such and such.
You know what I mean? When I'm in a relationship with somebody, I don't listen to my friends. Because a friend is always going to say, oh, you stupid. Oh, don't do this. You know what I'm saying? Just how if I'm your friend, you know, and I see a guy put you through a bunch of shit, I'm going to be like, don't mess with him.
Right.
But it's different when you're dealing with the person.
That's true.
You know, and sometimes, you know, your friend is single and, you know, it's just a whole other type of shit going on. Mm-hmm. So I don't listen a lot to what my friends say. I listen to my mom.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it takes, for me to take a guy to my mom is because he's my man.
Right. When's the last time you had, before Love and Hip Hop, how long were y'all together?
2 years.
Okay. Did you think he was the one?
I knew it wasn't going to work out because, you know, he was so crazy. I'm like, yo, how do you settle down with such a crazy guy? Is it craziness always? You know what I'm saying? But I was in love with him.
Did your mom like him?
At first she did. Mm-hmm. When she first met him, he was
and
like...
And then she found out he was crazy.
Then when he started doing crazy stuff...
Mm-hmm. She didn't like him
anymore. Like calling my mom and my brothers and doing crazy
stuff.
Oh,
he calls them?
And does what?
Yeah, like me and him would get in a fight and he would call my mom.
Don't play like, with me. Don't even call my mother.
Me and him would get in a fight and he'll call my brother. Like, you know, when he started acting like that, they were like, all right, you need
and
to let him go.
And saying what though? Like, what is he saying?
Like to my brother, him and my brother was cool. So he would call my brother and be like, yo, fuck your sister.
Whoa.
Like, yeah.
My brother would be like, okay.
My brother stopped fucking with him.
Mm-hmm. Why would he think that was okay?
Right.
See, at first everybody liked him. But once...
He started
I guess
acting
it's
crazy.
True. Yeah, he started acting mm-hmm. crazy. Everybody was like, yo, you got to let that loose cannon go.
Oh, hell no. All right, now I need some help from you guys because I got to do this TED Talk tomorrow, right? So my topic that I picked is, why do people hate people that they don't even know? So I'm
jealousy.
That was the number one thing I did put down. Mm-hmm. Jealousy. All right. So that's the number one reason people hate people that they don't even know, because they feel like you don't deserve the success that you have.
Right.
They feel like you're in a position that they're not in, and why do they get that? And how come I'm here and that person's there? And
yeah, jealousy and envy. They envy mm-hmm. that person's spot.
Now, what are some other reasons besides jealousy that you might hate somebody, or somebody might hate you and they don't even know you?
Ignorance.
Ignorance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You fuck they man.
Lord. Well, then they do kind of know you.
They don't know you. They don't know you.
They know how you taste.
They don't know you.
They know how you taste.
So does they man. Nah, but I ain't gonna lie. Like a guy like that I date off rip, I don't like no bitch he ever fucked with before.
I think that's so whack. I don't care. I feel
like, what the fuck, I'm supposed to be her friend? Like, yeah, we both had the same dick.
But
bitch,
you don't have to be their friend, but you don't have to dislike them. It just was something before you.
If we was cool before, cool.
What sign are you?
Capricorn.
Me too.
Both of y'all them. Both Capricorn. Y'all Capricorn.
Oh, I'm a Gemini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like,
what are you,
the
JoJo?
Angel, and
girl,
she's
I'm
the
Scorpio.
Devil.
Oh, y'all crazy.
Yeah.
You see, she got on red. She's the devil, Capricorn.
Yeah, right. No, but seriously, y'all really hate, like, what do you think? The girls he dated before you really don't like them?
Not that I don't like them, but fuck them. Like, fuck all them bitches. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel like
see,
that.
With me?
I feel like fuck them, and I feel like I don't want to know nothing about them. You don't even got to tell me nothing about, like, yeah. With you banging a baby mama. Like, I don't want to know about that bitch. I could care less.
See, I've been in a situation where I've dated guys and like their girlfriends will, you know, after me, will hate me, and I didn't do shit. And I don't even talk to him no more. And I'm like, this chick hates me.
I still hate you.
Yeah, no. And I don't think got that's the energy crazy. To hate, though. I don't got the energy to hate.
Or like they don't like you. And you're like, I don't even talk to you, dude. I don't even care. I'm not even involved.
Like this is what I'm saying.
That's
like,
a form of jealousy, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's jealousy.
Nah, mm-hmm. You ain't never date nobody that like tried to get you to be cool with it. Oh, like, this is my ex-girlfriend.
No,
she's like my
that.
Best friend now. It was back
that's
in the
never
day.
Happened.
I've had that happen before. Like, it's nothing that's like good. That. I'm like,
my
nah.
My ex proposed that I met his ex, and I was like, no.
For what?
That's what I'm saying. Niggas be thinking
so
it's
so do you
to be
still
cool
feel some
y'all.
Type of way, let's say, about your ex dating somebody?
No, I don't care, Rob. What he do?
You don't care?
No.
It depends on the ex. Certain people,
certain
I really
exes,
don't give a fuck.
But certain like, yeah, exes, you're care. Like, damn.
I don't care if a girl I know.
I mean, there was a time that I did care, and I would find out that he was dating certain girls that I knew, and I would
and
call him.
It bothered you, right?
It did bother me, and
that's
I would call
fucked
him.
Up when your ex dates people you know.
Yeah, and I would call
like,
him
hurtful.
And like, oh, that's fucked up. Da 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 da. You know, or that bitch just da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? But at this point in my life, I'm over it.
Because all it takes is some new bae dick.
Right. Even though I rape him all the time.
Oh my God.
I still got that new bae dick.
Has that ever happened to you though? Like you dated like somebody and then maybe somebody you used to be cool with started dating him after you?
Not dating, but I've had some where
like
I know
they was
girl.
Fucking.
Yeah.
And then you went on Snapchat and saw them sitting on your couch with your dog. Oh.
With your dog? Oh,
well,
shit.
Well, damn, Gigi. That changed.
Like, well, God damn.
Yeah. Did that happen to you, JoJo, or did that happen to you, Gigi?
It happened to me.
Hi, Tyson. What I think
that's
is.
That's the dog.
No, you know what happened to me, though? What I think is really funny is when, like, I had an ex who cheated on me with some chick, and then now he's cheating on her.
Oh, that's
I think
happens,
that's
right?
Hilarious.
You get them how you lose them.
You lose them how you get them. You keep them how you get them.
But I don't never really, like, wish bad on anyone. I just move on, but I do think it's funny.
No, it's like revenge for you, low-key. Mm-hmm. Like, even though you don't think about it and you don't care about that person no more, when you see some shit like what they did to you, like, ha, 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 motherfucker.
See, when I broke up with my ex, I was in my feelings, but then another part of me, I was like, listen, yo, go do all that crazy shit to the next girl. I'm not even mad. Mm-hmm. I wish her all the blessings in the mm-hmm. world because she can put up with your shit.
Right.
Like, I'd be like, look, thanks for taking that trash.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
What's that Beyonce song? Damn, best thing I never had or some shit like that. That's what that makes me think of. That's the anthem.
But see, when you said, I judge people, like, you know, like...
By their ex, by who they dated?
No, no, no. You know how you earlier you had said, like, you know, can you not like somebody without knowing them? Mm-hmm. I go off of how people move.
But not dislike. I'm talking about hate.
Okay,
like, hate is like very passionate. It's okay to dislike and be like, I'm not really feeling
that. No, that's too far now.
But yeah. I'm talking about this bitch.
I do use those words and I don't be meaning them like that. I be like, oh, I hate this bitch. But it'd be more so like,
you just don't
annoying.
I can't tolerate.
Yeah, annoying.
I'm like, hate is a next level. Hate is like, I have a very passionate dislike for you. And I think that's
deeply rooted and I wish bad things happened.
Hate is like hate groups. Like, I hate all.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, Donald Trump makes people hate all Mexican people and all Muslim people.
Yeah.
And people feel like that, and they might not even know anybody, or they do know people and they don't really hate them, but then they have a feeling about a whole group of people just because they are ignorant or they're scared. Because somebody instills that in you. Mm-hmm. People like hate people just because they might be like, oh, I hate gay people, because they might have these repressed feelings of, I have these homosexual desires and now I hate all gay people because I'm scared of how I feel about myself. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why people hate people and be really passionate about it. So
I dated a guy that used to always talk about like, a certain kind of people, like, oh, I hate people that do this, like, oh, I hate scammers. I hate scammers.
He was a scammer.
No, but then you turn around and then, you know, like, now you're running around with scammers and now scammers are getting you your stuff. And I'm like, didn't you say you hate scam? Oh, nah, because we'll have, like, that happens until you get in the world of things. Now you don't hate them no more. Right. Like, did you want to be involved in that world?
Repressed feelings.
Yeah.
He had scammer tendencies.
He had scammer tendencies. He wanted to be a scammer so bad.
That's what I hate them.
Yet somehow,
they intrigue me.
I know you know a lot of scammers, JoJo, because I'm sure they be coming in. You have to.
Listen, yo, they're a fucking... As soon as I see one of them scammers come in my store, I'm like, turn around. Don't try to suck that shit in my store.
No.
Yeah, that's the worst part about having a business.
And
like,
then
it's
they all stylists too, ain't they?
Yeah. I mean, all them scammers be swagged out, like head to toe.
Head to
fresh.
Toe, the same designer. They never wear the same shit twice.
But that really does suck. Because even like, I get a lot of scamming on my website online to where a girl's going to order, you know, $1,000. Like, this happened to me yesterday. My assistant called me and she said somebody ordered a $1,500 fur coat, shipped it out, whatever. They scammed it.
Ah, shit.
So now I ship the coat and my account go down. And it's like, damn, like that's just kind of fucked up, because when you have a small business, that
hurts
you. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
So what? That's just a loss for you.
Yeah. You can't do nothing.
Shit.
We don't be wanting to make a juice over at the juice bar.
But and see, it's only $6. We'd be like, imagine hold on, you need to check this
I'm
dollar
like, hold
bill.
On, that shit got strawberries
before,
in it.
I used to be around scammers all day long. They used to be like, yeah, we out. I used to be like, we out.
Let's
you know
go.
Let's turn up.
Now you realize how
now
much it hurts.
Now I'm like, yo, fuck these boys. Like, for real.
Damn, you get some scammer karma.
Yeah. And you know what? I took it as a G. I was like, yeah, I deserved it for, I guess.
Right.
Charge scammers I've been around. I charged it to the game. I was like, damn it. But it sucks, yeah.
So wait, why do you take that L though? Don't you like, don't the credit card insurance?
No.
Damn.
Somebody got to pay for it.
I bet you it was the same person that had your bag in that motherfucking mansion.
And there's nothing you can do. Like, you can't even get no type of insurance for nothing.
That's
like,
fucked up. That's...
If they come in, they scamming your store, that's your fault.
Yeah, you should have double, triple checked. I feel like that though, because remember somebody... went to Bloomingdale's and was using my account.
Yeah.
They was having them call up, and that's the store's fault.
Yeah.
Because they shouldn't let people do that. They didn't, that person couldn't have my ID or anything. I don't know how.
Nah, it really should be their fault, because I know they listen to The Breakfast Club and they know that you don't sound
Angela
like
Yee,
that.
Angela Yee,
did that person sound like me for The Breakfast Club?
Right. And that person that was using
y'all
my
know
information
y'all know my
had
voice.
To know it was me. So are you going back to Love and Hip Hop for the next season?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I have a 2-year contract, so
okay.
They asked me to come back, and we're going to start shooting probably in the next
you
month.
You said a lot of people been in your DMs trying to date you now to be on, or having you date them on the show.
You know, yeah, that's for sure. Everybody's trying to be my... Because I'm single on the show, and, you know, of course, you know, season one, they wanted me to have a boyfriend, but I had so much drama already with my family.
Yeah,
they were like, honest, towards the end, they were like, you're good. Don't worry about it until season two. And I didn't want to put my ex on the show because I cared too much about the situation. And it, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I'm funny about that. Like, I'll go on TV with a whole random guy before I go with my real life.
And that's exactly what the majority of the motherfuckers do.
But season two, you know, they did tell me it's Love and Hip Hop. So we know you're dating something or somebody. So whatever the hell you're doing, bring it on the show.
Everybody got somebody.
Right.
So who are you dating?
Yeah, so.
Is it somebody that's already on the show or somebody brand new that you're bringing?
I'm not
bringing
nobody.
Or that you're interested in or that you might be talking to.
Well, see, I just got out of a relationship. So when I meet a guy, I'm not like, yo, let's go be together.
So
no,
who's the rebound? No. Stop it.
I'm trying to think. Who's on Love & Hip Hop Miami that she could be dating?
Trick Daddy.
Ooh, Pleasure P.
Oh, damn it.
It is.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Boyfriend number two.
No.
Cause if I spun it in real.
No. Okay, guys, listen. So, no, Pleasure, I fuck with Pleasure.
Oh, really?
Like, literally?
No. Like, we're
Pleasure
cool.
Pleasure as
hell. Yeah, we're cool as hell. But, you know, it would make sense. You know, I would have to deal with Shay.
Right.
Dating?
Yeah, I thought he was dating somebody else, his ex or something like that.
I'm so confused. No.
He ain't dating either one of them.
He ain't dating nobody.
You and Pleasure P. Okay.
No, you gonna be girlfriend number three.
But
you know what I'm saying? Let's say, exactly. Like, you know, as much as everybody wants to push the situation, first of all, he's not really my type.
Right.
We know what
is your
we
type.
Know what my type is.
What?
Let's not opposite of what my type is. Yeah, I like I like tattoos in the face.
Are there
you
any thugs on Love & Hip Hop Miami?
I feel like I've seen you with a not so thug before. I'm not gonna say who, but I definitely see her with
she
a.
She know who you talking about. I can tell by that last.
I don't believe. Hold on now. He a thug in real life.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't let the appearance.
But you like. But you like. Yeah. You like ball players. They not you. Well.
Yeah, I do like. You know. Okay. Right now, I'm just seeing what's up.
Okay.
Because you have to understand. Right now, when I meet a guy, they're like, okay, like you're my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody wants to like claim me so bad because you know what I'm saying. I'm single, so of course they want to be like, yeah, I'm dating JoJo. So. I'm just...
Would you date a guy that doesn't have a lot of money?
Yeah.
Okay.
My ex didn't have a lot of money.
She's a millionaire. Would you be the one that pays... Would you mind paying for, like, meals and stuff like that because you have more than him?
You can't pay for a meal? Hold on now.
Let's just say...
I understand you might not be where I'm at.
Let's just say you like, okay, I want to go to... I want to go to Primal 12 or whatever and order Mad Drinks and the bill comes in, it's $400 and he don't really have it like that.
Why are we in Prime?
You wanted to go.
If you can't afford Prime, we ain't going to Prime.
Okay, so Puerto Sagua.
If you can't afford Puerto Sagua.
Yo, like, come on. Like, I ain't asking you to buy me a Chanel bag. Like, if you can't afford to take me out to eat, let's not eat.
Okay, how often
I'm not even putting you in that situation.
Right,
I'm not
I wouldn't even do that to you because I know you can't. Okay.
See, I like a boss. Like, I'm very bossy. So I'm attracted to the way, you might think I date the ugliest guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't go for looks. It's about how a man carries himself. Okay. I like when a man carries himself like a man.
No one in this room goes for looks except maybe me.
You go for looks?
Right.
That's only going to get it too far.
But I mean, not just looks, but it matters to me a lot.
Looks don't matter.
Yeah, not that much to me. It matters a little. Like, I like to like the person that I'm fucking dating.
Yeah.
But like,
be like, I just close my eyes when we.
I
just let him hit it from the back.
But see, it depends what you're attracted to.
Yeah,
like, to me, if you're handsome and you're a whole cornball, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that I only like looks, but it's important. Like, I couldn't date somebody that I didn't feel was attractive.
See, to me, being attractive is being well put together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a stylist.
It's how you carry yourself.
That's not fair. Because you'll put them together.
Right. You can make anybody
put together. But it ain't about just putting this stuff on. It's how you walk with it. You know what I'm saying?
Walk it how you talk.
Yeah.
What if he likes to wear dresses? You know, you're a stylist and you can...
Oh, that's dead.
There's a lot of guys now that do that, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was, like, the main person that started that.
I was about to say, wasn't you putting like, people
I'm
in dresses?
The girl that started
you definitely was putting Young Thug in dresses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you can't say no, because that was
I mean, Young Thug
idea.
Is not my type.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's a thug. It says it in his name.
His name is. I told you she was lying to y'all. Didn't I say that?
Yeah. He is a thug. Yeah.
That's his fucking name.
Can't deny it.
And the dresses, the carry. No.
Why not? No purses, no dresses.
No. Girls. Some girls like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I like manly. Like,
me too. Me too.
You need to be a whole man out here, like
a whole man.
Like, I don't know if it's because they say you date how your dad, your father looks, or who your father is, or
that
whatever.
Ain't true.
You don't think so?
Nah, nothing
I
like
think
my.
So.
I never. You know what? I don't even date outside of black. Like, I like black men. Like, I don't.
But see, I like black men too. Puerto Rican is I don't date Hispanics.
How does your father?
Why?
How does your father?
I'm not attracted to Mexicans. They've tried hooking me up with half of Mexico.
Around?
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah,
they're
see,
too corny.
My pops wasn't
That's
with that.
Crazy.
I'm not even gonna lie. My pops was low key racist.
Like, your dad was racist?
Hell yeah. Which he had a black woman, so and then a black wife after my mother. So I didn't understand that. But he's just racist against everybody that's not Puerto Rican.
Wow.
Now I have a before we end, because we've been going and going. I have a person that has a ask lip service question. And he asked me to not reveal his name. So his problem...
But it's Joseph. No, I'm joking. No. I can't see it.
His problem is that he's having issues because he has a really small penis and it's affecting his relationship. And he wants to know what can he do in the bedroom because he feels inadequate.
Put it in her butt.
Drops the mic.
So what advice would you give? Have you ever had a small penis?
Small penis problems? No, I haven't.
Damn, lucky.
Have you?
Yes.
So what are you doing?
It was awful. I dumped him and I stopped fucking with him.
Damn.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, this isn't going to help him.
I know.
Okay, hold on. You're making him feel worse.
No, I'm not trying to make him feel bad, but I'm telling him what I did. But I was also younger.
Gosh.
So it wasn't nobody I was in love with. So, you know, now if you're in a situation where maybe she's in love, he's in love, and they're going to make it work. So I feel like if you really love somebody, you're going to put up with stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some toys. Figure it out. Get a better eat game. Learn how to, what is it? It's not the ocean. What is it? What's wrong with my sayings today?
It's the motion in the ocean.
Motion in the ocean. Right. It ain't about your
Learn
little boat.
Learn how to work it, right.
Yeah, it ain't about your little yachty. It's about your the motion.
So you got to kind of go in there like it's
in a
finger.
In a circle. Throw that ass in a circle.
Throw that dick in a circle.
Yeah, you feel
but
me?
It's making him feel some type of way. Why? Because she talking shit?
Well, I guess maybe he's having his own insecurities. Like, you know, he probably feels inadequate.
Damn, that's sad.
But she has to have told him that.
Yeah,
because
you know,
there's
just,
no way you know that. You know,
she made him feel like that.
I think a guy knows when he has a little dick.
But he might still think he working it, though.
Or he might be like, I can't work it.
I'm not going to lie, though. Some guys, I'm not going to say necessarily little, but I've even said this before. I've had guys with smaller dicks be better than guys with bigger dicks.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not always about the size. Like, you just need to learn what you're doing, sir.
Right.
Like, something just ain't gonna mean he don't got no rhythm. Go take a dance class.
Well, I was
go
serious about the put it in the butt thing, though.
Yeah, it's the starter penis, we always call it.
Yes.
The starter dick.
Take it in the ass.
This guy, the one who y'all said I killed, I didn't kill him.
You killed him.
His penis was like this.
That's not...
Hard.
Oh,
hard?
Yeah, it was like the top of a Corona bottle.
That's like a roll of quarters.
I used to make him fuck me in my ass all the time.
Well, there's a solution for him.
There's a solution.
I mean, I would give him like pussy, but after a while, it would end up in my butt. Like, okay, did you feel enough? Because I want to feel it too. So let's.
And your butt.
And you would satisfy that.
He could put, yeah, but you're right. He could put other things in at the same time with it. That's a lot of effort.
Right.
What? His fingers.
What does she think?
A cucumber
or something.
Maybe, I don't know.
Something, cock ring. Do something that's just like
cock
gonna.
Ring.
Yeah. Something like
let that shit slide off.
Listen.
He needs
a cock pinky ring.
Yo,
listen.
She said it's slide.
He need to go take some dance lessons from a male stripper and
Didn't
learn how to get a funky
lessons?
Stroke.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
yo, what if the cock ring fits like a hula hoop?
What in the hula hoop?
I hate her.
But that's tough though, because if you really like a guy and sex is not good, what happens to the relationship?
Nah, yo, you stay.
You cheat.
You stay.
Nah,
you stay.
I've stayed.
You stay and you cheat with a good with some good dick.
Yeah, you probably got to cheat. I didn't cheat because it wasn't that long.
So why did y'all broke up?
Something else?
Yes, it was something else, but like...
I feel like sex is very important in a relationship.
It is important, sex and is that's important. Probably why we ultimately broke up. That's probably why I just walked away and didn't fight for it. But like...
That dick will keep you there.
Yeah, but you know what? I felt like I loved him. I felt like I loved him, not I loved him. So, Darren, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to have to deal with this shit. Like
forever.
That's forever. Oh, no. Nah, I can't do that shit forever. I knew we wasn't going to be together. Yeah. Like... But do you stay with somebody for good sex?
For a while.
A lot of girls.
You put up with more than you would normally put up when that nigga knock you upside your head him. With that dick.
Well, yeah.
But eventually you'll still leave. So
eventually.
Sex,
eventually.
Sex, and somebody told me that like before, like sex really like even for a man, for a woman, that's not the deciding factor on why you're going to stay with somebody or be with somebody, good or bad. Mm-hmm. It's so much more than that,
like, but it matters because it matters. It could be miserable. Because there are people that have no sex in their relationship and be miserable.
See, I'm not doing that. That's not a relationship.
You can't be in a relationship.
Yeah,
if we not
having sex, we not in a relationship. We friends. Mm-hmm. You're my homeboy. Yeah.
JoJo, would you stay with somebody if the sex wasn't that great?
I've tried, but I don't think it's possible.
Mm. What makes it not great?
It could be a little awkward.
I feel like, awkward. If there's no connection, passion.
Yeah, because if y'all ain't there, it's awkward.
I had sex with this guy one time, and it was like...
Oh, no. Just pounding passion, nothing.
Yeah, no.
And I was just laying there like... like, what am I supposed
to... You trying to kill me?
No.
Like, so what is that? He just doesn't know how to fuck.
Yeah, he don't know how to fuck. He ain't never fucked me again.
And you wasn't about to take the time to teach the motherfucker.
I always tell you, Lori, I said
he
this.
He was a grown ass man.
Sometimes the first time you have sex with somebody isn't that great.
No, that's very true. Because one time I tried to write somebody off. I was dating. Yeah. And I called Angela like, girl,
it wasn't good.
I was like, this shit was the wackest shit.
Why though? Was it awkward?
It was very awkward. It was wack.
She hated
it. Was just trash.
Hated it.
And then I gave wasn't going to have sex. But I gave him a second chance.
And he rocked your world?
That's I liked him a lot. And she told me to, she was like, no, you got to, because sometimes the first time ain't right. I was like, man, Angela, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So you got to give it a second chance.
It was
you did
bad.
Though.
I gave him a second chance.
Were you sober?
The first time?
Yeah.
I was drunk.
And it was still bad.
That's how you know it was bad.
If you drunk and it's bad, then
it's really bad. It was awful.
But I've had experiences like where, you know, the first time I had sex with somebody, I liked them, knew them really well, had sex, and it wasn't good. And I think we have to adjust to like, you know, you don't know what somebody likes. Yeah. And they don't know what you like.
No, that's not true.
Some people
sometimes,
fit together.
Sometimes, yeah. No, some, but sometimes it doesn't. Like, and
some
that doesn't,
dicks just fit in the pussy right.
Like, but sometimes it takes more than like one or two times to
see,
figure it out.
I liked somebody after my ex. He was perfect. But the problem was, the first time I was drunk. So if I'm drunk and it's not good.
Right.
What does that mean? So I was like, okay, I told my best friend, I'm like, bitch, what do I do? She was like, give it a second chance. Cool. Second time it was sober. It's 100 times worse.
Oh.
So I'm like,
see, this nigga's
wait, but I can't be
high and drunk.
I can't be drunk and high every time, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
you gotta be passed out.
Do I have to die to like this?
I'm dead.
Yo, but I really liked him. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was there except that. So, you know, I just.
And it never got better?
I'm done after two times, bro. How many times am I gonna give it?
That's true.
There are times
you disgusted.
But like, no, I wouldn't have did it again either.
Bro, if you drunk,
when you
drunk, everything is cool.
Right.
You feel me? So if you drunk and it ain't going, like, nothing, I'm like...
What did I say downstairs? Mm-hmm. I was like, do y'all feel like you have sex better when you're drunk?
Of course.
I don't know if I have sex better, but everything.
You tell me drunk
is
sex
funnier.
Is not better than
nigga,
sober sex?
I think I become like a superwoman, supernatural. My shit just moved different, everything.
But then sometimes you say shit that don't make no sense.
I don't remember that part.
It depends on how drunk you are.
Sometimes I'll be drunk having sex and I'll be like, what the fuck did I just say?
I'm sure I said some crazy
shit.
I definitely told somebody I'll let them a time or two. Like,
but so you rather have sober sex than drunk sex?
I'd rather have tipsy sex and not drunk.
Tipsy sex.
I don't want to be drunk.
True.
I don't want to be drunk because drunk sometimes and then I pass right out after.
Mm-hmm. You ain't never woke up and be like, did we...
Yes.
And it'd be a person you fuck with.
I did that one time, and I was on my period, and I was like, where the fuck is my tampon? And I thought it got stuck in me. And then I went to the hospital, to the emergency room. Like, I think my tampon stuck. And they're like,
so I guess I would have to go to the hospital for that. You could have figured that out yourself.
I thought it was stuck in me. And I went to the doctor. They're like, there's nothing in here, ma'am.
And ma'am,
so I guess I took it out, and I didn't remember.
You have two hands with fingers on them that could have went up there and figured it out yourself, miss.
I tried, and I had him looking and everything.
You got to squat and look. Yeah. Look at me. You got to squat and push.
I was like, can you please look? And I was like really laying
down. You
got
to squat, push, and dig.
I was really laying down with my legs open. He was really looking like inside. Like, I don't see anything. I was like, no, I know. It's
nah.
So somebody that
could happen.
Out,
right. I could see that happening.
Shit. Well, thank God it's not in there. All right. Well, anyway, JoJo, thank you so much for hanging out with us for lip service.
Thank you guys for having me. I had fun.
Did you start filming a new season yet?
Next month we start.
Okay, we're going to be watching you, because if you lie to us about Pleasure P, we're going to definitely
we're going to get your ass.
We're going to bring this up.
It's going to be interesting. Something is about to happen.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, so.
Are you dating a man or a woman?
Ew.
Nah, man.
I know it's loving hip hop. Anything can happen.
Yeah, right?
We just had this conversation. A man, a whole man.
Okay. A whole man. A thug ass Negro.
Yes.
All right, well, that is it, lip service. Happy Friday for us.